News. I'm Harley Carnes. Chants of death to America echoed in Yemen today, in Egypt, and in Bangladesh. Protesters also in Iraq, in Iran, and in Gaza, all over a film that's critical of the Prophet Muhammad.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Washington. While the film continues to spark protests around the world, Secretary of State Clinton also expressed outrage over its contents.
It appears to have a deeply cynical purpose to denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage.
At the same time, she said there was no excuse for the violence, which she says is no way to honor religion.
In Libya, officials have told Reuters some arrests have been made in the deadly attack on a U.S. consulate in Benghazi. President Obama on the campaign trail in Golden, Colorado.
What I want all of you to know is that we are going to bring those who killed our fellow Americans to justice.
Republican Mitt Romney is in Northern Virginia.
We need a strong America. Where's American leadership? And I intend to lead and to have an America that's strong, that helps lead the world.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says interest rates will remain near zero for the next 3 years, and the Fed will buy mortgage securities, $40 billion a month, until the economy is stronger.
The policies that we've undertaken have had real benefits for the economy, that they have provided some support, that they have eased financial conditions and helped reduce unemployment. All that being said, monetary policy, as I've said many times, is not a panacea. It's not by itself able to solve these problems.
The goal is to free up money for lending to businesses and to consumers. On Wall Street, the Dow has gained about 188 points. The Nasdaq's up 44 points, and oil prices are up, too, over $98 a barrel now. The nation bid farewell today to the man who took that first small step on the moon, Eagle Scout, fighter pilot, astronaut Neil Armstrong.
The final tribute to Neil Armstrong at the National Cathedral, where one stained glass window holds a piece of a moon rock he brought back. Fellow astronaut Gene Cernan praised Armstrong for being an inspiration to Americans past, present, and future, while remaining humble about one of man's greatest achievements.
He embodied all that is good and all that is great about America.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Commerce Department has declared a national fishery disaster in New England. A similar emergency has been declared for king salmon fisheries in Alaska, saying numbers are way down again this year. It means millions in relief if Congress approves the funding. Police in Kentucky have put out an arrest warrant for Mickey Hart. The former drummer for the Grateful Dead faces charges over an alleged fight that followed a recent show. Hart's publicist released a statement saying he's totally baffled by any assault claims. Hart says it never happened. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What do you do if you can't afford to pay for the drugs you need?
Financially strapped Americans have already cut back on vacations and other spending, but the survey found 8 in 10 who don't have prescription drug coverage are doing a lot of potentially dangerous things. Consumer Reports' Lisa Gill.
They're electing not to go to the doctor because they can't afford it. They are skipping procedures and tests that may be able to help them with a medical problem. They skip filling prescriptions.
Gill says people should ask their doctor for generic or cheaper drug alternatives and join discount drug programs offered at chain drug stores, big box stores, and retailers like Target and Kmart. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The world's tallest dog, according to the Guinness Records book, is in Otsego, Michigan. Zeus is his name. He's 44 inches from the foot to the shoulder, which means he stands his head taller than a Lotus sports car. He weighs 155 pounds, eats 12 cups of food a day. Wouldn't fit in the family car. Owners had to buy a van. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Is coming in because we're going to talk about the Rotary Home Tour that's going on, and this is day number two of Wow Week. Wow.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Wow Week, you should start on Monday. I don't have to. Something changed. Anyway, so it started yesterday. All right, anyway, the kids are back. So tonight's farmer's market should be really a hoot if you say, I don't go to farmer's market that often. Well, tonight is it's a sight to behold, I tell you. All right, let's talk about what's in the news here. First thing, here it is right here. New York City's Board of Health voted earlier today, to ban the sale of sugary drinks in containers larger than 16 ounces in restaurants and other venues. There you are. And you know what's weird? I mean, I grew up in Jersey, you know, I went to New York City a lot. And I never, of all the things I worried about when we went into New York City, being mugged by a Big Gulp was not one of the things that concerned me.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Hello, Central Coast. Charter Telephone is now available in your neighborhood, and now's the time to enjoy the savings for yourself.
Hello, simplicity.
There's no new equipment to buy. You use the same phone and phone jacks, and of course you keep the same home phone number.
Hello, savings.
Charter Telephone includes unlimited nationwide calling, so it's just as easy to call across town as it is across the country.
Hello, value.
Our plans come with 10 of the most popular features, including caller ID and call waiting. It's like your current phone service in every way, only better. And when you bundle Charter Telephone with Charter Digital Cable and high-speed internet, the savings only get better with one low monthly bill. So what are you waiting for? Answer the call. Charter Telephone is here. Find out more at charter.com or call 1-866-608-4134. Service is not available in all areas. Unlimited long-distance calling includes U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 12/31/07. Call 1-866-608-4134 for details.
All right, give them a call and be smart. I guess I'm sure I'll go on there. All right, let's talk about today in history, according to the Tribune. Our flashback, highlight in history on September 13, 1997, funeral services were held in Calcutta, India, for Nobel Peace Laureate Mother Teresa. On this date in 1788, the Congress of the Confederation authorized the first national election and declared New York City as the temporary national capital. In 1959, Elvis Presley met his future wife, 14-year-old Priscilla Beaulieu, while stationed in West Germany with the U.S. Army. They married in 1967 but divorced in 1973. She was 14. In 1962, Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett rejected the U.S. Supreme Court's order for the University of Mississippi to admit James Meredith, a black student, declaring in a televised address, "We will not drink from the cup of genocide." In 1993, at the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat shook hands after signing an accord granting limited Palestinian autonomy. Athafa Isaiah Berlin, who is a Russian-born British philosopher, says injustice, poverty, slavery, ignorance, these may be cured by reform or revolution, but men do not live only by fighting evils. They live by positive goals, individual and collective, a vast variety of them, seldom predictable at times, incompatible. Mouthful one. Do unto others as you would like them doing to you. That's easier. I mean, that's the golden rule thing. It's pretty simple. All right, birthday today, Peter Cetera is 68. Singer Randy Jones from the Village People is 60. Olympic gold medal runner Michael Johnson is 45. Country musician Joe Don Rooney from Rascal Flatts is 37. Major League pitcher has the birthday today, and he's 32. Because these people that have an alphabetical name, because there's one on the sports pages today, and we're using all 26 letters. I'm not even going to try it anymore. Now, happy birthday to them and to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Here's the news from CalcoastNews.com for a Thursday. The bicyclist who died after being hit by a semi-truck Wednesday morning in San Luis Obispo was Dr. Damian Horseman. Candy Markwith, the CEO of Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center, provided the following statement. "It is with great sadness that we tell you we have tragically lost a member of the Sierra Vista family and our local medical community. Early today, Dr. Damian Horseman lost his life while enjoying one of his life's passions when he was in accidents while riding his bicycle. Dr. Horseman, 39, had been an integral member of the Sierra Vista medical staff since February, 2008. For the past 2 years, he provided a great deal of leadership at Sierra Vista, serving both as chair of the anesthesia department and also as vice chief of staff. He was in line to be chief of staff starting next year." And it goes on to say, "Dr. Horseman graduated from UC Davis School of Medicine and completed his residency at Stanford. In addition to his enthusiasm and infectious manner, he brought much knowledge and valuable teaching in the Sierra Vista operating room, highlighted by his interest in acute pain management." And they finish with, "Needless to say, there's a tragic loss to his beloved wife and two children, his friends and colleagues in Sierra Vista and our medical community. We will provide further information on funeral and memorial services as they are arranged." And that was what they said. This just hit, so I'll go ahead and share it with you. It says all the time, a 24-hour stuff. I mean, you never know when something new is going to pop up on calcosnews.com. "Can a conversation with law enforcement be hazardous to your freedom? It all depends on the interpretation of your honesty." Police officials in Atascadero said field officers have been arresting people for lying to them. The admission by Sergeant Greg Meyer, the department's public information officer, was contained in an August 30th Calcoast News article about police searches of people's belongings in the city of Sunken Gardens Park area. "We have arrested adults for lying," Meyer said, responding to inquiries about the department's policies suggesting warrantless searches of backpacks and other belongings of people in the park. That comment caused Atascadero resident David Broadwater to ask department officials for details about their actions and situations involving alleged lying and to question legality of such arrests. Federal law prohibits lying to U.S. agents, but no such blanket law exists in California's penal codes. Please inform me as to whether the quote is accurate, that it came from you, and that it's true that such arrests have occurred, Broadwater wrote in August 31st email to police. Please inform me as to what law or laws were violated or allegedly violated by people lying. Please inform me as to what constitutes the lies, i.e. what statements were made and then what they were considered lies. After two such requests, Broadwater's questions were answered in an email from Itasca Chief of Police Gerald Haley. And it goes on and on and on. Anyhow, so that's what's going on. So this is the whole thing about the sunken gardens has gone from questioning whether these searches were legal to begin with, warrantless searches, to getting even crazier. All right. Sea otters are now being touted for helping to fight global warming, according to a pair of scientists from UC Santa Cruz. The reasoning is really fairly simple. Kelp removes carbon from the environment. Sea urchins are ravenous creatures, eating as much as 30 feet of kelp forest a month, and the sea otter's favorite food is urchin. So more sea otters equal more vibrant undersea kelp forests and lower carbon dioxide levels, which have gone up 40% since the Industrial Revolution. James Estes, a UCSC biologist, and Chris Wilmer, a UCSC environmental studies professor, vowed that if otters covered the globe, the resulting growth in kelp forests would strip 10% of the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. However, because sea otter habitat only ranges along the west coast of North America, with a number of otters off California estimated just over 2,700, the actual impact is significantly lower, as you can imagine. More significant is how species can impact an ecosystem, potentially playing an important role in that ecosystem. So they're not just cute little fuzzy guys. They're out there giving it a go. And then this story in Calcos News, and that is California's uninsured population is among the nation's highest at 19.7% and continuing to increase, according to a new Census Bureau report. Even though nationwide, the number of those without medical insurance fell from 16.3% to 15.7% in 2011. In California, the number of uninsured rose from 19.4% to 19.7%. Nationally, uninsured rates range from 3.4% in Massachusetts to 23.8% in Texas. Both California's poverty rate and medical household income were slightly higher in 2011 than the national average, according to the report. Nationally, the median income declined for the second year in a row to $50,054. California's at $53,367. Maryland topped the list at $68,000, and South Carolina at $40,000. I was at the bottom. The number of people nationally who have lived in poverty in 2011 at 15% remains statistically similar to 2010. California is one of the highest rates at 16.9%. And that's what's going on in Calcos News as of 6:17 on this Thursday.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hello, it's Thursday. Hey, it's weather's supposed to be kind of a little bit warmer today, but the wind's chilly, so I think it's I don't think it's going to get real hot. It's supposed to get like 81 in San Luis, but I don't know if it's going to make it back. It's nice out. It's really quite fine, to tell you the truth. These things that are happening today. Well, here's the deal. Now, here's what everybody's talking about in the news right now, of course, and that's what's this movie about that supposedly caused all this unrest in the Mideast. And so I got the name of it. I've heard I was late to work a little bit because I stayed and listened to his stories. It's called Desert Warrior, and I didn't get the name of the guy, and I don't have it here yet. But anyway, the point is it denigrates Muslims and was supposed to be, according to Hillary Clinton, highly inflammatory. Anyway, so that all that put together causes for bad news, as you can imagine. So they interviewed a woman who starred in this movie. It was a real low-budget movie, and she got paid $500 for a couple days' work. And so she's feeling very guilty about the fact that four Americans lost their lives over this movie because she said she was misled into what it was about. Now, let me see if I can get more for you on this thing because it's really bizarre. Okay. Now, here's another headline. Drones and warships are sent to hunt the killers. But now it's been said, I don't know why it's not up here, that they have suspects already in custody. The Libyan authorities say they have suspects in custody, but we don't have many details on that. But we do have that information. Okay, here was the woman. We'll go ahead and play her interview. But anyway, sometime in the summer, a small theater in Los Angeles screened a movie to which hardly anyone came. It was a clunky film filled with scenes in desert and intense. The characters were cartoonish, the dialogue, gosh. The actors who'd responded to a July 2011 casting call thought they were making an adventure film set 2,000 years ago called Desert Warrior. That's how Backstage Magazine and other acting publications described it. The American-made movie, it turns out, was hardly an innocent Arabian desert action flick at all. Instead, the movie, backed by hardcore anti-Islam groups in the United States, is a tome on Islam as fraud in trailers posted on YouTube in July. Viewers saw the scene after scene of Prophet Muhammad portrayed as a womanizer, buffoon, ruthless killer, and child molester. So that's to give you some idea. And so then this is what the lady that was in it had to say about it. And I don't know if we're going to have a commercial before it or not. I don't think so. We'll just get right to it. And when we get to it, it won't be right away. You know, yeah, they do. They gotta have a so here, in the meantime, I'll tell you this. The federal officials consider, I'll see if I can pronounce his name for you, Nikola Basile Nicholas, as the man behind the film. And at first it was said he was Jewish, but now he's been said that he's a Christian. He called police to ask for protection at his California residence. So they say he was a Coptic Christian. Whatever. So he's not Jewish at all.
And now the film that's been blamed for the violence. The angry protests against the U.S. in Libya and Egypt are blamed in part on an amateur film called Innocence of Muslims, which ridicules the Prophet Muhammad. Now, I've watched the video. It's about 14 minutes long. It's supposedly a trailer for a longer film, and we have decided not to show it. But we can tell you that it's bizarre, and it portrays the Prophet Muhammad as gay, a child molester, and a, quote, murderous thug. It depicts Islam as a fraudulent religion. Out front tonight, Miguel Marquez. And Miguel, I know you spoke to an actress who worked on the film, had some of the hard and painful lines I just said there were among hers. What did she tell you?
Yeah. Well, she is horrified at what's happened, and the only reason she went on camera is because she is horrified by what's happened. She doesn't want her name used. She's afraid for her life, but she's more angry at what the filmmaker has done. She said she took a small role in this film, that she thought it was called Desert Warriors. That's how it was represented to her, that it was an adventure film set 2,000 years ago. There was no discussion of Muhammad in the film. She says the character that plays that Muhammad was in the film is actually named George in the film and was referred to either as Master George or Father Master during the film. She says that she was paid $500 for about 3 or 4 days of work on this film. She made a small, low-budget film, and she finds herself now in an international nightmare.
I would never be involved in a film to ever hurt or bring harm to anybody. And this makes me sick to my stomach to think that I was involved in that movie that brought death to somebody else. And I think it's unfair. I think it's very unfair. And I'm very sorry for that man and his family and everybody else that was hurt. I really don't know what to say.
She is absolutely shocked by how this thing has taken off. This was a little tiny film. She also, during that interview, apologized to Muslims everywhere. She wants them to know that she and nor other actors had anything to do with this being a propaganda film or anti-Islam or political. None of that, she says, was what she got into this for. It was a simple film that she was making, and it has completely was misrepresented to her and changed after they had filmed their parts. Aaron?
Now, Miguel, I'm curious because, you know, watching it, there were a lot of people involved. Apparently, according to a statement CNN obtained on behalf of the 80 cast and crew members, the statement that they released to CNN said, quote, "The entire cast and crew are extremely upset and feel taken advantage of by the producer. We are 100% not behind this film and we're grossly misled about its intent and purpose." However, you know, when I watch it, they're talking about Muhammad, and not the Prophet Muhammad, but Muhammad, and they're talking about him being a child molester or being gay, and I'm wondering, do you believe this statement? Do you think that they possibly may not have known and really are upset? I mean, what's your take?
She says they did something called looping. They made the film, she came back later, and she did other lines. It is possible that some of those lines were also read by other people. If you watch that film, which just looks like a cheap, low-budget, you know,
yes.
It looks like a comedy more than anything.
Yes.
it appears that some of the lines have been completely dubbed over. She did say that she talked to Sam Basile, the film's producer today, who is defiant. He's been described as somebody who's in hiding and fearful for his life. But she says that this guy is defiant, that he says he's done this because he's tired of radical Islamists killing Americans, and that he is at fault for the movie. He is the writer. He said, don't let anyone blame you. It's me, the writer, Sam Basile, who is at fault here. Aaron.
Get away to the beach this fall with the Sea Venture Beachfront Resort's Fall Escape Package. Those of you familiar with Pismo Beach know that the months of September and October bring the best weather the Central Coast has to offer. And along with the great weather, the Sea Venture is offering a low-price Fall Escape Package. For this romantic getaway, you'll be staying overnight in a room with a private balcony hot tub, fireplace, and feather bed. Your package also includes a complimentary bottle of champagne or wine delivered to your room. This package is valid Sunday through Thursday, and it's just $159 per night. You can also add a $50 dinner voucher for the Sea Venture Restaurant for just an additional $40. The Sea Venture Restaurant sits above the resort with fabulous ocean views and tasty coastal cuisine. Happy hour is nightly, 4 to 6, and you might see whales and dolphins cavorting offshore while you enjoy the sunset. Live music is featured Wednesday night from 6 to 9, and Sundays on the deck from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. So if your summer has come and gone and you still need to get away and relax, call and reserve the Sea Venture Fall Escape Package. The Sea Venture Beachfront Resort, the best on the beach in Pismo Beach.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. One in three develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Our house, a very, very fine house. Well, guess what? There's going to be a home tour coming up, and there's going to be some very, very fine houses for you to observe and see and explore. And my guest is Wilda Rosine from the Rotary, who is responsible for getting the word out. And, Wilda, thank you very much for coming in today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, good to see you. All right, let's first ask this question. Let's get some background. When did Rotary start doing home tours?
Well, it was the brainchild of Diane Blakeslee. Okay. She came into our club about 13 years ago, and Rotary clubs are always looking for fundraisers, because that's one of the things that Rotarians do, is raise money and give it away.
Okay.
And so she came up with this idea, and so the first Rotary Home Tours of Distinction was scheduled to be held 2 weeks after 9/11. And when that happened, we thought of canceling it, decided to go ahead, and it was very well received. And it's been going strong ever since. So this is our 12th annual home tour.
I'm glad to hear that. This is interesting because, how was I going to tell you? Dave Congo and I were involved in fundraising for the Lost at Sea Memorial in Cayucas. Mm-hmm. And so we had it our first year. The second year, it was scheduled for 9/12, and so we decided to go ahead and have it anyway, and went to Gus's, and we just changed and decided to raise money for the firemen and all that kind of stuff instead. But it's interesting how this timing stuff works out sometimes. Now, interesting enough, Diane Blakeslee's house is one of the things on the tour this year.
It finally is on the tour. I've been wanting to be there for a long time, but there wasn't anywhere to park, and so now that has been taken care of. And Diane and Joe's house will be on it. She has some wonderful antiques, and it's a beautiful home. And I think that you will all find it very interesting to go see what she has there.
All right. Now, let's talk about the other homes on the tour. And so these. Now, first, let me ask you this. What inspires people to let other people traipse through their home?
People like to go see how other people live. But yeah. I think more than that is that they want to go and get ideas.
Right.
And
right.
Every time they go to someone's home, they get, oh, I could do that in my home.
Right.
And one of my goals is to always have five houses that are different so that you have a lot of different options. This year we have an extremely modern home, a very old home that was made new again, and a beautiful home out in Varian Ranch, which is practically all put together from France. And so people like to go and see, and then they incorporate that in their own homes. And one of my other goals is that people who are willing to open their homes, such as the Cullens on Isley Street, he's a builder, so, you know, he might pick up some business. You see what he's done, you might want to have him build your house, because I believe in sharing and networking.
Okay, let's talk about that, because it's a fairly diverse area that it covers. So we have, the Country Club Drive is where Diane Blakeslee's house is,
mm-hmm.
and then downtown on Islay Street in San Luis Obispo, we have the Cullen House. Mm-hmm. And is this so I would think if it's downtown on Islay, it's probably, to whatever degree, started off as a railroad house.
I'm not sure about that, but it was a house built in 1926, mm-hmm. and it was one story, and it was just under 600 square feet. It had a bedroom and a living room, a bathroom, and a kitchen. And what he did was came along. It is in the historically significant area, and he came along and picked up the house with a big crane and put in the footings and foundation and got the crane and put it back down and then built a second story on it. And it is one of the most charming small houses I've ever seen. It's now 1,200 square feet or something.
A little bit bigger, yeah. Anyway, that's very interesting. And what's also interesting is, let me try to tell you what street it is, Bill. Try to remember what street it is. You can't. How could you not remember what street it is, Bill? Anyway, but it's over by Meadow Park. And there's two new houses that are being constructed. And what's fascinating about it is they're doing it in what I call the San Luis Obispo style. So they're using the old style look with the columns, you know, the taper and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was a neat idea.
Yeah.
We also have the Hamachi Wiseman out in Leona Avenue in San Luis Obispo. This is the one that's real modern looking.
And this is my favorite house. I always, every year, have a favorite house, and this is it. Tricia Hamachi works for an architectural firm, and she designed the home. It was built in the 70s. And they took it and made it modern, and it is beautifully, beautifully done. So all of you out there who like modern, you must come and see this house.
All right. Another name familiar to a lot of people are the Tackens, and the Tacken house is in here, and they're in Arroyo Grande.
Yeah, that's out at the Varian Ranch, and this is the French,
very French,
beautiful
looking,
French place.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely beautiful.
Very nice. All right, and lastly, the Norris Mendelson home, which is on Granite Lane in San Luis Obispo.
Now, that is partway up Bishop's Peak, when you're up there, you're looking out over the entire valley.
Well, this is like one of those five, there's five houses
three,
or so up there.
Actually, only three houses up there, and it's a spectacular view.
Now, can I ask you, does everybody get along that's up there? Do the families
get
along?
Well, I assume so. I haven't met the other families, but I think that's probably true.
I hope so, because they're all kind of stuck with each other.
I would think so.
Anyway, well, that's fascinating.
It's a beautiful view.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be fun just to do that, just to see that. It's always been sort of quirky that those homes were built there, it seemed to all of us, you know, in the area, but they don't exceed the elevation limits, of course, that we have in San Luis Obispo. But I think we were all surprised to see a piece of property open up on Bishop's Peak that was, you know, privately held and was mm-hmm. developable. And yet it looks, it's done nicely to where, you know, you don't look up in the hill and go, what the heck is that? You know, it's just very nice.
That's
so
true.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one of the things I want to talk to you about, if I could. My guest is Wilda Rosine, and Wilda's, of course, in the Rotary, and that's who's sponsoring this to raise money for Rotary work. And does the Rotary have a specific emphasis on what they donate money to or do they do all kinds of different things?
Well, we do. Rotary does a lot of things. First of all, we are the Rotary Club of San Luis Obispo. We meet on Monday at Madonna Inn. And a little plug for Madonna Inn at this point is that every year they give us cookies for our refreshments. And this year the refreshments will be at the Norris Mendelson House, halfway up Bishop's Peak.
All right.
And we, as a local club, raise a lot of money for scholarships for young people out of San Luis High and Cuesta and Pacific Beach. And so that's something that's dear to my heart. So I'm very glad to put in all this work to get that money.
Now, why is that dear to your heart?
Because I believe in education.
No, okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't know. Had you ever been a teacher?
I have not.
Okay, but you,
I was going to be, but life led me on a different path. But I'm a teacher at heart, and I just totally don't get me started on that subject.
Okay.
We'd be here all day. And then the other, we do support local nonprofits who are doing good works, either in the arts or with public service. So the money goes to good use, and it's pretty much stays locally. And we do have some overseas projects. We have a project in Compostela, Mexico, that we've had for over 20 years. So come on out, enjoy a beautiful day, and have a good time. And
now, do you join the Rotary? Do you have to have a sponsor, or can you just say, I want to join?
No, you have to be sponsored by someone.
Okay. Yes. I was just checking.
Yes. Would you like to join our Rotary?
I just see. But no, this is and Rotary has a really, I think, a really nice mission statement, but I don't know it myself by heart. But it's a, you know, but it basically is, you know, is it fair? Is it the right thing to do? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
No, but I think that's really great. I think, and if I've looked at that and said, okay, if you applied the principles of Rotary to your business, your life, that kind of thing, you know, it would be very worthwhile, I think. So I think that's really cool. And the fact that it's a service organization, I mean, you would almost say when you see this, it's not religious in any way, but it's like, well, here's a good way to live your life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, and it is. It is a good way to live your life, I think.
True.
All right. So we have the five houses, and we get underway here, and this is on Sunday.
This Sunday,
this
the
Sunday.
16th.
Right.
It goes from 11 to 5.
Okay.
There's plenty of time in that 6 hours to see all the homes.
Sure.
If you can just, depending on where you're coming from, because we have people coming from all over the county. So if you're coming from the south, you can go up to the Varian Ranch and then make a big circle. And if you're coming from the north, you can start at the Bishop's Peak one and then come into town and go out. So.
And, when you get to when we get to Varian Ranch, there's a shuttle, correct?
There is a shuttle, and you just go and go to the clubhouse. It's very obvious where you go. We've done this before when we've had homes out there, and you'll be shuttled out to the home. It's not very far, so. It won't take you very long, and it is definitely worth stopping and seeing.
Do you? I want to ask this question, as silly as it seems. Do they put paper or something down for all these people that are trudging through the house?
Depends on the homeowner. That you will be wearing booties, which
that's
go over
idea.
Your shoes
yeah.
in that particular house.
Oh, good, that's a good idea.
Other homes, they're made out of wood that withstands all kinds of stuff.
Right, right, right.
So basically, you don't.
Now, you've been responsible for this home tour since its inception?
Well,
Diane started
it, and
yeah.
I was kind of her right-hand person.
Okay.
So after 5 years, she said, okay, I'm not doing it anymore. And so this is my seventh year I've been the chairman.
Do you have a right-hand person that you can pass this off to?
I don't, but I'm looking for one. I enjoy doing it. I'm very good at logistics and organizing.
Good.
And so, you know. It's a good cause.
I guess Wilda Rosen. So now let me tell you a ticket. Rosine, I'm sorry.
It's
right there, written right there, Bill. Tickets for the self-guided tour are $25 per person. One ticket grants access to all five homes. You can purchase them at line at slowrotary.org. You can purchase them in person at the Chamber of Commerce in San Luis Obispo or Grandy or Tascadero. By phone, a lot of people don't ever get into this thing to remember phone numbers, but 546-8806, that's 546-8806, or you can email Wilda at wilda@charter.net. Tickets may be purchased at any of the five homes only on the day of the home tour, which will be Sunday. So,
and I want to emphasize that we sell a lot of tickets on the day of, and they are available, so all you have to do is figure out what house you're going to start out at, and buy your tickets. And that makes it real simple. So I'm hoping to see lots of people out there on the day of.
And here, this is interesting because it says refreshments courtesy of Madonna and Jesse Norris Sands in Suites, which is his house. So he's one of the houses.
It's
right
his
there.
Daughter's house.
Oh, his daughter's house. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting. Because mm-hmm. Jesse's been around forever.
Jesse's been around. He's in our Rotary, and he and his wife Delia are going to be doing the refreshments. And also, Gordon's Floral Design Studio always puts flowers, several bouquets in every house. And that's just a wonderful thing.
As a matter of fact, they did my wedding.
Oh, well, they're
very
good.
I see that. They are very good.
They're very good.
All right. So we have this wonderful home tour on Sunday, and there are lots of ways you get hold of it. And let me give you this one thing again so it's easy to look up, and that's slowrotary.org. That's slowrotary.org, and you can find out about tickets. And you can actually purchase them on the day of the event. You might want to do it sooner than that, of course, but you can purchase them on the day of the event. I want to thank Wilda Rosine for coming in today and sharing and taking the time, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome, and thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. House on Pooh Corner, written and made famous, of course, by Kenny Loggins. And these two artists are Fred Benedetti and Peter Pupping. No, I've never heard of them before. I may never hear of that after this. I just came across that. House on Pooh Corner. So they're not the House on Pooh Corner is not part of the home tour, but I thought the song was great. All right, other things going on. Let me tell you, here's a story I came across already. This is what YouTube's doing. YouTube is restricting this movie, what's it called, Desert Warrior. They're restricting it in Libya and Egypt, and they said that, you know, they feel it's a smart thing to do here and elsewhere in the world. It will not be restricted. They have, you know, they have the video, at least the trailer, up on YouTube. Let me see if there's anything else about this. No. All right. The events raise what's become a familiar question at a time when the Internet has become the world's major medium of communication. When should websites that display user-generated content take down material that is deemed to be offensive? Sort of debate comes up frequently, et cetera, et cetera. So they go on with that, but not surprisingly, frankly. All right. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on outside the hallway there. That's something else going on. Now, here's a huge project in Pismo. Now, this was envisioned by, it's not, and now somebody else has taken this over, this property and this project, but this was first envisioned in Price Canyon by John King, and maybe Rob Rossi was involved too. Anyway, but anyway, so now the property's been sold, and so what they're doing is they're talking about 960 acres, and we're talking about one gazillion homes on this thing. There'll be a 150-room boutique hotel. There will be, it just says lots of homes, vineyards, golf course, parks, public trails, elephant. Now, there's a picture on the back, which is kind of hard to decipher, but it says, here it is, 390 residential homes, 320 senior residential units, 83 apartments or condos, 150 hotel rooms, a nine-hole golf course, parks, and other amenities, including nearly 700 acres of open space spread over a total of 961 acres. So this, of course, has to be annexed by Pismo, and so this, you know, falls in kind of line with what happened earlier down in that area as far as people developing what's going on down there. But this thing's monstrous, you know, monstrous. So this is, so once again, we're, the water issue is part of this whole thing and what they would do about the water. So we haven't heard the end of that. We haven't heard the end of that. Can I say that, you know, this is the death of this doctor on his bicycle. There's one thing that remains kind of strange, and that is, there's one thing that remains kind of strange, and that is, you know, he not stopping at that intersection because a truck would be very visible right there as you're coming off of Ontario Road onto South Higuera. So it's an on-ramp and an off-ramp for the freeway right there. So I don't know what that's about, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure what happened with that, but maybe eventually we'll find out. Arnold Palmer awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, which I think is just a hoot, and Arnie got that. At least the Congressional Battalion turned out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday for the presentation of the Congressional Gold Medal to him. So everybody had good things to say about all the good things he's done. And there you go. Kathy Bates had her double mastectomy. She said it's not as bad as having Harry's Law come off the air. I like Kathy Bates. I think she's a fun actress. Anyway, Heidi Klum says she was faithful to Seal, but now Seal said, I think she's a canoodling with the bodyguard, and she said, I was not, but now she is. So whatever. And Bob Dylan, Nation Hurt by Slavery Stigma, says the stigma of slavery ruined America, and he doubts the country can get rid of the shame because it was founded on the back of slaves, the veteran musician tells Rolling Stone in America. He said it's just the way it is. It's the way it is. I have to admit, it's a heck of a legacy to have in your past. Here was a guy who has a hairdo that's 3 feet, 8.6 inches long, and it's he says it's a mohawk. But it's hard to say that that's what it is. Anyway, he's a 40-year-old Kazuhiro Watanabe. Says he's grown his hair for 15 years. Takes a whole thing of gel and 3 cans of hairspray to make it stand up when he gets up in the morning. I don't know what he does. What does he do? Doesn't say what he does. I think they'd say, well, because you have to be able to do something like on your own if you have 3-foot hair. He has to be self-employed, I believe. That's my guess. Okay. Here's a, just read the headline. A southern Pennsylvania woman has been jailed on charges she was flagging down motorists and offering to take off her clothes for cash. Way to raise money, I suppose. Then police in Miami say a homeless man broke into a car, stole a credit card, and then tried to use it to buy a beer from the bartender the card belonged to. Whoops. Whoops. Surprise. Pretty amazing. Glenn Beck's headed back to TV. You know, he left Fox News, and now he's going to be on the Dish Network. Oh, that's all I need to say about that. Okay. More details as we emerge. Let me see. There's a lot of stuff that they keep adding today about what's going on in the Mideast. I want to make sure that I don't miss anything that's happening because it's important. Okay. So far, so good. All right. That's fine. Here was another thing that was in the news, and that's the study that pertussis, or whooping cough, the vaccine loses its punch in a fairly short period of time. Those were introduced in the 1990s. Those effectiveness much faster than previously thought. So what they're basically saying is that, you know, it doesn't, you know, you're you may have been vaccinated, but it may not still be working. You'll know if you get whooping cough. You know, it's, ah, darn, it's not working, but, you know, maybe there's a, maybe you need to go get another one. Other health news, some anti-obesity campaigns may backfire. We'll see how the one in New York goes with all the, you know, cutting down anything more than 16 ounces of drink. Of course, if they give you two 16-ouncers for the same price as 32, I guess, I don't know. Fish oil pills don't fix heart ills, a 24-year study found of 68,000 patients. 20 trials over the past 20 years. It didn't do anything. Didn't help anything. I think how much money people have made in the last 20 years selling fish oil supplements saying it's good for your heart. Okay. CDC says the nation's on track for the deadliest West Nile year ever. So far, 1,405 serious illnesses and 118 deaths from West Nile have been reported across the country. The bulk are in the south, but some cases have been confirmed here in California. So it ain't good. The stuff that ain't good remains ain't good. All right, let me see what else we got here. This came up yesterday. It was a little bit after the fact, quite frankly, but this was a thing about a note, a long-lost 9/11 note that appeared, and I saw it and haven't had a chance to really see what it's about, so we'll see it together. We'll hear it together.
Chef Mega Red Omega-3 Krill Oil absorbs faster in your body than fish oil. And you just need one small pill with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Chef Mega Red. And for even more of the better Omega-3 choice, try Mega Red Extra Strength.
Many of the families of those who died on September 11th are still haunted by what they imagine their loved ones suffered on that horrifying day. Now, for one family, that whole image has dramatically changed, all because of one chilling note that only just surfaced recently. Brian Todd is here in the Situation Room. He's got the details, Brian. It's a chilling story.
Chilling is a very good description, Wolf. This note has changed this family's entire perception of how and when their loved one died on September 11th. Randy Scott was so close to this, the point of impact of the second plane hitting the World Trade Center, that his family was certain.
I was just believing that because the plane had impacted on his floor, that he had died instantly.
Scott worked at a firm called Eurobrokers on the 84th floor of the South Tower. His wife Denise and their three daughters spent years trying to come to terms with his death. But they're now coming to terms with something else.
We all just wrote the same ending, and it wasn't correct.
In recent months, Denise Scott has broken the news to her daughters that she learned only last year, near the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Randy Scott didn't die instantly. This is a note he wrote and somehow tossed out an opening in the tower. Five words, two numbers, 84th floor, West Office, 12 people trapped. According to a family friend and published reports, after the note floated down to the street, it was recovered immediately, then handed to a guard at the nearby Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve, according to those accounts, kept the note safe for years, then turned it over to the National September 11th Memorial and Museum.
The museum then started working with the New York Medical Examiner's Office. It was this smudge on the paper, Randy Scott's blood, that enabled the medical examiner to use DNA technology to trace this note back to Randy and tell his wife about it a decade after 9/11.
Randy's best friend, Steve Ernst, believes Randy got cut by breaking a window so he could get his note out. Ernst went with Scott's widow to the medical examiner's office to identify his handwriting.
When we saw the letter, you can't mistake his handwriting. It's just, that's his writing. So we knew right away that he went down fighting as hard as he could. It was just hard. It was hard to hold back your tears. You know, you just, it's another part of him that just comes back.
Hard for the family to realize their husband and father may have suffered, at least briefly. But there's also this.
That's how he wrote. He wasn't trembling. He wasn't nervous. It just looked like, you know, this is what I got to do. I got to get some help to these 12 people.
Ernst says Randy Scott's note will be kept on display at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum as part of an exhibit documenting the final moments inside the World Trade Center. The chief curator of that museum says they've seen other pieces of paper that came out of the towers that day. Wolf, but she says there is nothing as unusual and as touching as that letter. She says this is extraordinary, this note.
And she found out about it, the widow, more than a year ago, but only decided to tell her daughters earlier this year.
That's right. And Steve Ernst tells us that he and Denise Scott both felt that it would be just too tough on them to let them know right away, to know that their father had suffered. It might just be too tough on them. They wanted to wait until the youngest daughter was out of college. She is now. So they broke the news to them earlier this year.
Wow. What a story, eh? All right. So that was a leftover 9/11 story that I'm glad we had a chance to share together. Wow. They did, you know, and the pool, the commemorative pool, is that what you'd call it, the fountain? You know, Ann was saying that there's a drain in the middle of it. I don't think I'd call it a drain exactly, but that's where the water does go, to a square opening in the middle of the bottom. I was thinking she was like it was a circular thing and all the water circulated around or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's whatever. It still looks fairly nice to me. Yeah, it still looks fairly nice to me, if you say that. Okay. Other things going on in our world today. Curiosity rover gave itself a check. So this is what it does. It has the cameras all over the thing. And what it does is it takes pictures of its parts and says, okay, and have the scientists look at it to make sure everything's honky-dory. So in case something goes wrong, they'll be able to know what it was. Anyway, it won't be a mystery in case something goes wrong. But let's hope nothing goes wrong, because we have to see this thing work for us. All right. There was a fire. Are you ready? In Pakistan, there was a fire in a factory, in a textile factory, and the doors were locked from the outside, and so people couldn't get out, and 300 people were killed in this fire. It's like, how awful. You know, it's like the thing that happened, in New York years and years ago. I didn't even know we had a bioattack system, but the plan, a report faults the government's plan for bioattack system, says that Homeland Security should reevaluate the need and the cost of developing sensors, says that George Bush should have done more, Barack Obama should have done more. And I didn't know we had a bioattack. I didn't know. I think if you're attacked, there's a bioattack, aren't you going to know it pretty rapidly anyway? I mean, what's the sensor going to tell you? That's what's wrong with you at this moment before you die? I don't know. I'm not sure I understand how that's supposed to work, but okay. Income drops as rich and poor divide in U.S. deepens. I know it is. But darn it. I'm not getting any richer, I can tell you that. But poverty estimates have come under scrutiny for the failure to gauge the level of hardship accurately. For instance, if the value of food stamps were used in the poverty measure, 3.9 million fewer people would be classified as poor. Here it's called CalFresh. Is that right? Is that what it's called, CalFresh? Okay. Japan's going to end nuclear power by 2030, they say. The whole thing with Fukushima and the Japanese have always been very touchy about the whole nuclear issue anyway, being the only country ever exposed to a bomb. Now they're just saying, to heck with it. We're not going to do it. This is one of those places, once again, where you say to yourself, if you took and soldered almost every building in Tokyo, and they had solar panels on all the buildings and even the homes, You know, think how much electricity you could manufacture, you could produce. But I think we're headed that way. I really do. I think at some point you're going to see that a home. You know how I remember years ago when the sprinkler systems were required in homes. First they were required in the garage of a home in San Luis. Then they were required around the whole home. And so I think at some point you may see. I think we may see that the. I'll include myself. I think I'll be around. That we'll see solar panels probably, I'm going to guess, required on your rooftop as part of what you're doing. I was in the condo I had solar heater, but they all of them died. They all went to heck in a handbasket, so they said you can just take them out. I'm never sure that it worked anyway, to tell you the truth. I never really could see whether it did any good. But anyhow, it was a small thing, not a big whole panel.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Quantitative easing, the money pump, looks a little bit different this time around from the Federal Reserve. Live now, CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
Hardly not $1 trillion all at once, but $40 billion per month will be spent by the Fed on mortgage-backed bonds. This is aimed at making home loans cheaper.
We'll do enough to make sure that the economy gets on the right track.
The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke also extending until the middle of the year 2015 the record low short-term interest rates, which affect credit cards, variable rate loans, but also savings accounts. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Reaction from Wall Street, Jason Weisberg at Seaport Securities.
This is an accelerant, and you know the only danger of the accelerant is that it's not long-lasting.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 206 points today. The NASDAQ was up about 41.5. Oil right at $98 a barrel. Cost of air travel is going up. That means the price of an airline ticket is rising, too. Southwest and several airlines are raising fares about $10 a trip.
With the cost of fuel going up, and also it could be a slow period right now, it's just that the airlines are trying to make sure when they add up all their numbers at the end of the day, they make a profit.
That's Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. United and Virgin America price hikes were the steepest of all. Anti-American protests today spread in the Muslim world over the film critical of the Prophet Muhammad. Demonstrations in Egypt, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, Gaza, and Bangladesh. Meanwhile, in Libya, officials say there have been arrests in the assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that left Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other U.S. diplomats dead. Back to campaigning for president with thoughts of Ambassador Stevens in mind, Republican Mitt Romney.
We have heavy hearts across America today, and I want you to know things are going to get a lot better, but I also recognize that right now we're in mourning. We've lost four of our diplomats across the world. We're thinking about their families and those that they've left behind. What a tragedy.
President Obama in Golden, Colorado.
To all those who would do us harm, no act of terror will go unpunished. It will not dim the light of the values that we proudly present to the rest of the world. No act of violence shakes the resolve of the United States of America.
New York City's Board of Health made it official.
All in favor of approving the proposal?
Sugary soft drinks larger than 16 ounces are outlawed in the city's restaurants and stores. People on the street reacting.
Last time I checked, it's a free country.
I don't think that it's his business of who wants to drink what soda.
There's 1,000 other things you need to be working on instead of worried about sodas.
It'll be hearses from hell on parade this weekend in Michigan, the town of hell. The hearses from all around the region will be gathering to try to break the Guinness record of 107 hearses in a parade. The Saturday parade comes after the All-Hearse Car Show, one of hell's big highlights. This is CBS News.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hurricane Isaac is still being felt in New Orleans.
Officials have been accepting disaster aid food stamp applications for a week now, but some people have complained through the process that the lines are just too long or they can't even find a place to park.
This is awful. I have to leave because I'm running out of gas.
As they estimate, some 300,000 people will qualify to replace fridges full of food lost in the long power outages or for people who suffered income losses and can't afford to feed their families.
We want to ensure that the people that need the aid have the opportunity to apply and receive it.
Spokesman Trey Williams says that's why they've extended the period again. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
So many undiscovered species of living things in Africa still. A team of scientists has identified a new species of monkey in the lowland rainforests of Congo. The native tribes knew all about it. They call the mid-sized owl-faced monkey Lesula. He looks a lot like some other monkeys and is a second new species of monkey to be identified in 28 years. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide, 800-664-8864.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Ever smell coffee beans roasting? You probably will when you start buying your bags of coffee at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. Slow Roasted Coffee is expanding their own in-house store, which will feature, you guessed it, coffee and accessories. They're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's always a few free coffees for you to sample. Catch this. You'll save money with the new Slow Roasted Coffee Coin Club. Here's how it works. After each coffee purchase, they'll stamp your coin, and your 10th pound will be free. Of course, your local grocery store still carries Slow Roasted Coffee, but now you can shop directly at their warehouse. That's right. Walk in the door, and you might smell the beans a-roasting. You'll find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Now in their third decade, Slow Roasted Coffee is truly a Central Coast tradition. Mmm, that tastes great.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's in the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
CNN.
Radio.
1 in 7 Americans is living at or below the poverty line.
The 2011 official poverty rate was 15%, and the number of people in poverty was 46.2 million.
David Johnson of the U.S. Census Bureau says the poverty rate was almost unchanged last year. Nowhere do they understand the impact of these figures more than in our nation's poorest communities.
Look around you. You got brothers and sisters picking up cans, taking in the cans. You got to eat. It makes you feel less than a man.
It hurts. It hurts. I'm going to be honest with you. It hurts.
I'm CNN's Steve Kastenbaum. I'm at the Ingersoll Whitman Houses in the Fort Greene section of Brooklyn. And according to the latest census data, this is one of the poorest urban communities in the United States today. The average salary for a family of three here is $9,001 a year. That's less than half of what the official poverty line is for a family of three in the United States today. Yet, in the neighborhood right across the street, the average salary for a family of three is more than $83,000 a year. People here struggle just to get by every day as they stare across at million-dollar condos towering over their community.
Can't get jobs down there or nothing, you know what I'm saying? You can't get jobs down there, so that's why you do what you got to do.
DeMarc Mitchell has lived here his entire life. He's in his mid-40s. He looks at the gleaming new office towers in nearby downtown Brooklyn and wonders why things haven't improved at the Ingersoll Whitman houses.
You put up all these developments, they don't hire no one for working.
You can't be carpenters,
you can't do nothing. And I'm OSHA certified. OSHA certified, certificates out the kazoo.
That's all we do.
And they won't hire you from this community.
Won't hire you.
Mitchell and his group of friends have experienced firsthand what the census figures show. Income inequality, that gap between the haves and have-nots, grew last year by 1.5%. Christine Victor has been around here most of her life. Over time, she's felt like poverty has beaten her down. Today, she and her 12-year-old are homeless.
I'm struggling right now because me and my daughter's in a shelter. Been in there for a year. They have no more programs. And it's a struggle right now because they want us to get jobs in order to get out of the shelter. And it's hard to get a job.
It is getting harder and harder to make ends meet.
Aurora Zepeda is with the Institute for Children, Poverty, and Homelessness in New York. The organization studies the impact of poverty on families in America. She went over the census data released Wednesday.
Well, what I see is that the typical American family is struggling and that wages are not rising and that everything that it costs to keep a family together is going up. And thus the value of someone's wages or salary is essentially eroding.
Advocates like her say the report shows that the sluggish economy continues to drag down the poor in America, and the programs meant to give them a leg up, well, they've been fading away.
Limited discretionary dollars did exist for programs that prepared people. That wasn't just a one-shot deal. Those programs that actually said, we're going to work with you. We're going to work with you over time. We're going to help you put your feet solidly on the road to self-sufficiency. There's no revenue to dole out in terms of these discretionary programs. Those dollars have dried up. So we really are cutting off our nose to spite our face.
And unless those government funds are restored at the state and local level, she expects next year's census report on poverty to look a lot like this one. That'll leave DeMarc Mitchell at the Ingersoll Whitman Houses in Brooklyn finding anything he can do to make ends meet.
The challenges you face, it's like I said, man, survival. It's survival. Hey, man, only the strong gonna survive.
Steve Kastenbaum, CNN, New York.
And it's 4 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock here at Bill Benka Talk. It's Chief Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. Thanks for joining me today. We have a new story came in here that I want to share with you. They're saying this is a blog site. Arrests have been made in the Libyan attack. Let me see if I can click on this and see what it says. They had another strange story I'll tell you about in the news. Let me see. Oh, it says updated at 3:59 p.m. Eastern Time. At least one person has been arrested in the killings of U.S. Ambassador of Libya, Christopher Stevens, and three other Americans, Libya's prime minister said today. One person was arrested early today in Benghazi. Three or four are currently being pursued, he said. Earlier, the Libyan state-run news agency, LANA, A-L-I-N-A, said that more than one person had been arrested, it cited the deputy minister of interior in the eastern region as its source. The announcement came as the United States is struggling to determine whether a military group planned the attack that killed the four Americans. even as warships head towards the North African country as part of a mission to hunt down and punish the killers. I think their destroyer arrived yesterday, and another's going to arrive today. And, of course, we have the drones. There's always the drones. Okay, one of the things we really need to get to, because this is a big, huge local story, of course, is the Slow Revisits Camping on the Streets. And so they revisited it to say, okay, we're going to change the ordinance. We're going to have oversized vehicles are going to be excluded from being on the streets unless you have a special permit, which you're not going to get if you're homeless. So we're going to have to put new signage up and basically say, okay, we're not solving a problem really, but I don't know what we're doing. Maybe we're forcing the problem somewhere else. I'm not sure. But anyway, it doesn't seem to be helping anything. And maybe we just have to come out and say, you know what, we don't have any money to fix these things. We can't fix them. We can't do it. Fine, let's talk about it. We can't do it. All right, and then investigation into hantavirus cases tied to Yosemite National Park continues. They're checking out the park's deer mouse population, and they're saying that it could have contributed to the outbreak of more population. The deer mice population is larger this year. Which would make sense. I still clean out the cabins. I'm still wondering about. Suspected bank robbers fleeing county sheriff's deputies hurled cash from a speeding SUV on Wednesday. People, of course, stopped to pick it up. Then a pickup truck pulled in front of them, so they had to surrender. And a good time was had by all, except the one police officer's foot was run over. Pipe and refinery fire was as thin as a penny. This is in the Richmond blaze, and they said they investigated that this was a corroded pipe, and it was inspected and should have been replaced last year. And this is the one that fell on August 6th. So the question is, why in the whole wide world did this thing not get changed out when it was in a routine inspection a year ago? And I don't know. I don't know. We'll see if they tell us. And then there was an article on tank cars here. Tank cars aren't like oil ships nowadays have to be double hulled and all that kind of stuff. Tank cars don't, and they use a tank car quite commonly called a DOT-111, and it's fatally flawed in the event of a collision. It's not causing the derailments, but in the event that there is a derailment, the ends rip off rather readily as the couplings twist and turn. And plus, they can split open rather readily also. So this, you'd say this might be a problem, really. It could be a problem. Anyway, there's a law of averages that gives me great concern, said a fire chief in Barrington, a wealthy Chicago suburb where ethanol tankers sneak through a bustling downtown. Now, I'm not being alarmist here. I just want you to know, we have these things that you hear about snaking their way through other neighborhoods and everything, snake their way right through San Luis Obispo. Just so, the same stuff's going through San Luis Obispo. Just so you know, and other nasty stuff. There's just nasty stuff going through. So all the time, you just have to hope that everything's going to be okay. So, the Office of Emergency Services, I remember we were talking years ago, they said they were much more concerned. When Diablo Canyon was being licensed, they said we're much more concerned about what could happen on the railroad tracks as opposed to the odds of Diablo Canyon having a problem. Icky. And yes, they gave me some examples, and no, let's just go on. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said that he believes the three female punk rockers jailed for profane stunt in Russia should be released. This is the Pussy Riot people. He was careful to assure his audience that he did not approve of the women's performance of an anti-Kremlin song at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior, saying even thinking about him made him nauseated. Okay. At least 19 people are dead, 24 others hospitalized. Some of them have been blinded, while others have been induced into comas in the hope that doctors can save them. They had all drunk cheap vodka and rum laced with methanol, which is toxic, in Czechoslovakia. And they searched 410 sites and found 70 cases of illegal alcohol. Now, I don't understand. I don't know why we're doing this. Why I'm not doing it. I don't say why we. I don't know why scientists are doing this. Do we just dig up people at random because they were famous? Is that what we do? Because here, the archaeologists searching for the grave of King Richard III say they found bones that are consistent with the 15th century monarch's physical abnormality and a man who died in battle.
a team from the University of Leicester said Wednesday that the bones were beneath the site of the Grey Friars Church in that town in central England, whose contemporary accounts say Richard was buried. So they they found the parts, maybe, which is important, I guess. Okay. Okay. And a five-state coalition warning that decades of damage inflicted by man and nature could take a $350 billion toll call Wednesday on the White House and Congress to make an urgent comment on massive long-term aid to protect the battered Gulf Coast. We've already spent quite a bit of dough, but they said that they need more help, but things are just nasty down there. Maybe things are not happening there any good. That's the name of that tune right there. All right. Other things happening. Other things happening today. The new iPhone 5 is out, and it's faster, cheaper, lighter, more power, more battery life, more everything in the whole wide world. But if you have an adapter that used to fit in one of the other ones, to plug it in and to recharge it, you have to buy an adapter now. That's going to cost you some dollars. But that's fairly obvious. Now, here's the thing. I didn't even know Dwayne Wade was doing this. So these things get by me sometimes. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how it works. Okay, this is... this is taking a long time. Oh, and by the way, they had the picture of the monkey that they discovered in Africa, and it looks very much like a Dutch lord of some kind. You know, I mean, it has that kind of look about it. I don't know why. It just does. All right, so the global basketball icon Dwayne Wade is making a concerted effort to get his head around an altogether different ball game, which he admits is the number one sport in the world, and its parental responsibility has piqued the 8-time NBA All-Star's interest in soccer. I'm trying to get into it, he said. My youngest son is playing soccer now, so I've got to learn the sport. So there is what you got to say right there. So you got to learn this stuff because all the kids are playing soccer. We got the big soccer fields over here, the Damien Fields. And then he reflects on the diversity in the NBA. I thought we'd go ahead and share this because as long as people are reflecting on things, we can reflect on the diversity in the NBA.
Wouldn't it be cool if we took the Altima and reimagined nearly everything in it? Introducing our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
It's made it very global. You know, I think the international player has been very talented, you know, and it's been getting better and better. But, you know, the game is so big, you know, around the world now. It's as big as it's ever been. And, you know, we take some pride in that. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do over here because they're going to keep getting better and better, you know, around the world because of this game. And we're just happy to be, you know, the, right now the guys that's able to take this game globally.
Who, in your mind, is the best international player out there?
I mean, so many. I mean, obviously, you look and you say, you know, Dirk is probably, you know, the one who has, you know, most of the respect, you know, from the standpoint of what he's done for so many years in the NBA. Obviously, he beat us in the finals, but winning the championship really, you know, really put him up there in this place, you know, where he should be. So right now, probably Dirk in our time, but there's other players that's been there before I played, et cetera, that could be named as well.
I know you follow other sports. Do you have any that... of the international aspect? You follow soccer, football around the world?
I'm trying to get into it. You know, my youngest son is playing soccer now, so I gotta learn the sport. So this season I'm really diving into soccer. I want to learn the rules of the game. So, you know, with Zion and also my lady, they both love soccer, so I gotta get into it.
Who are the teams they said you should be pulling for?
Well, they didn't say I should be pulling for a team, you know, so I got to slow walk things, you know. I need to learn about it first, and I do want to go to a game. I want to feel, you know, the crowd. I want to feel the energy. It's the reason that soccer is the number one sport in the world.
And you can see NBA is big as well globally now.
Yeah, it is. It's very big. We got a ways to go to catch up with soccer, but I think our game is doing very, very well. And, you know, we can be very proud of that, but we still got a lot of work to do.
Lots of work has to be done. Anyway, that's kind of interesting that he, you know, his famous, of course, he is in basketball, but his son's not playing soccer now, and he's trying to learn soccer. And what's always was weird, because back east, when we, you know, years for years back in the 50s, we always played soccer. But Here's the other thing, too. We had no awareness as young children, of course. We had no awareness when we were playing soccer, not just young children, but all the way through high school, junior. We didn't have an awareness at that time of its global impact. But then we wouldn't have cared. So I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we had any awareness of it. We weren't going to care anyway. So that's it. Here was this guy. I'm going to spell his name. Okay, this is a Cal Poly guy, a defensive guy that they really want back. Oh, no, I think he's an offensive guy. And his last name is Letuligaacenoa. And they pronounce that somehow. Anyway, but he's on the offensive line. He's doing well. Mustang coach said he had a bad shoulder. He's 6'1", weighs 300 pounds. He's a big boy. All right. Connecticut coach Jim Calhoun is retiring after 26 seasons and 3 NCAA championships. The Dodgers lost once again, and the Giants won, so they increased their National League West League. Okay. You know, if the Dodgers don't get their act together, they're going to fall behind us. They're going to fall behind Arizona, the way it's going. Arizona's 3 games back, and we're now 7 games back of San Francisco. So those numbers aren't working out for us worth a darn, as far as I can tell. That's not good at all. Maybe if we had, here's what I think I need to do here. Let me do it for us here. I think what we need is we need to have some enthusiasm. We need to kind of get wielded on this thing here. So let me see which one of these I'm going to pick. Okay. What's a good one to pick? Oh, I like this one right here. All right, here we go. Wait, it wasn't supposed to change. It wasn't supposed to change anywhere. Okay, wait, we had this guy. This is not legitimate Bruce Springsteen, by the way. This is actually called, let me find out where I just did, Bruce Springstone, and it's a guy who's an imitator. I just thought we needed to kind of get into the feeling of the thing, you know, and try to get the Dodgers pumped up.
Get away to the beach this fall with the Sea Venture Beachfront Resorts Fall Escape Package. Those of you familiar with Pismo Beach know that the months of September and October bring the best weather the Central Coast has to offer. And along with the great weather, the Sea Venture is offering a low-price Fall Escape Package. For this romantic getaway, you'll be staying overnight in a room with a private balcony hot tub, fireplace, and feather bed. Your package also includes a complimentary bottle of champagne or wine delivered to your room. This package is valid Sunday through Thursday, and it's just $159 per night. You can also add a $50 dinner voucher for the Sea Venture restaurant for just an additional $40. The Sea Venture restaurant sits above the resort with fabulous ocean views and tasty coastal cuisine. Happy hour is nightly, 4 to 6, and you might see whales and dolphins cavorting offshore while you enjoy the sunset. Live music is featured Wednesday night from 6 to 9, and Sundays on the deck from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. So if your summer is come and gone and you still need to get away and relax, call and reserve the Sea Venture Fall Escape Package. The Sea Venture Beachfront Resort, the best on the beach in Pismo Beach.
626,000 investors.
That's how many people SIPC has helped since 1970.
$15 billion.
That's how much SIPC helped investors to recover.
What is SIPC? The Securities Investor Protection Corporation, an investor's first line of defense in the unlikely event a brokerage firm fails.
SIPC for real people like me.
And me.
And you. Learn more at www.sipc.org.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Ding, ding. Okay, that's Richard Clayderman, by the way, today. And that was called Jogging, in case you didn't know. 25 minutes now before the hour of 2 with Bill Benneke, Talk's Chief Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station, San Luis Obispo, California. We have other news today to share. I want to find some things that are, not so terrible. But here's one thing, and this is, I came across this headline, Veterans Salute World Trade Center Beam. A 9/11 memorial, Upper Michigan, gets two World Trade Center pieces. I gotcha. So they have a memorial there, and they have some of the stuff from the World Trade Center. All right. There is something here, though, that's interesting. Guys, because somebody here locally did this. I can't remember who. I can't remember. It was over, I think. I think it was over near KSBY. And I think when Nancy and I were driving around one time, she said, well, let's see if there's sheep there anymore. I was going, what sheep? But she said they had sheep to keep the brush clear. But anyway, here's some place that does do it, and I guess it can work. You know, sheep. Sheep, I say. Sheep near the airport. So this is going to load, and then we're going to, you know, hear a little commercial probably, and then we're going to hear it and find out where and when. And I'll have to try to remember where and when our sheep were. Sheep dip.
Wouldn't it be cool if we took the Altima and reimagined nearly everything in it? Introducing our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Under sheep and a few goats, yards from Hartsfield-Jackson's fifth runway. It's a one-week test to see if the sheep can clear brush adjacent to the runways more efficiently and more cheaply than men, machines, and herbicides.
This was actually donated by an anonymous donor, but we get a chance to evaluate something, try something new, and right now that costing us anything.
They eat just about any kind of brush, and overgrowth is a concern not just for pilots' line of sight, but to eliminate wildlife habitat.
Birds, coyotes, deer, all those animals can run into the, and have run into the runways, and by keeping the brush clear and low, keeps the wildlife a little further.
The sheep are contained by the shepherd and dogs. There's also an electric fence, and if the program's brought closer to the runways, there'd be more fencing.
We still would have to put up some type of containment fence. And those are some of the issues that we'd have to work out with TSA.
It's worked out at two other U.S. airports.
Now, San Francisco has a program. SeaTac used it out in Seattle. They don't use it anymore because it wasn't cost-effective for them.
That's what Atlanta will have to figure out. The sheep are the same ones that cleared five city parks this summer, including Chastain Park. So far, the jets don't seem to bother them.
We were curious to see what their reaction would be when we first brought them out here. We never even looked in the direction of the planes. They're so used to all the city sounds that not much shapes them at this point.
They don't care. I mean, they're airport sheep, for gosh sakes. They can deal with it right there. Nah, so that's it right there. Okay, other things happening in our world today. This is, there's going to be a vigil held for Brett Olson from Cal Poly. And the idea was the vigil is to be remembered as in a positive way, but of course there's tears and stuff. Here's a picture of annual fall event. Wow Week begins at Cal Poly. Here's people need help moving in. Yeah, you got to make an extra buck right there. And so they're all moving into their digs. Bill Moreham had an interesting column today, but it, you know, you have to imagine how bad it would be. And there's a rooster in Morro Bay somewhere that's causing the neighbors grief, and it crows day and night and night and day and crows a lot. And so, you know, the police have received four complaints, and you would think that because you're not allowed to have a rooster more than 4 months old, according to Bill, in your yard, you would think, and they don't crow and before the 4 months old, so you would think that they would, you know, the police would just be able to say, okay, fine, we're going to go get this bird, but they've turned it over to the county animal control people. So I don't know how long it's going to be for the people to have to keep on hearing all the crowing there. It's hard to sleep through a rooster crowing. I can attest to that. It doesn't work at all. You can't even try. You can't do it. All right. It can't be done. For the past two decades, U.S. News and World Report magazine has ranked Cal Poly as the best public master's degree university in the West, according to a news release from the university. 2013 ranking secures the university's spot on the list for the 20th straight year, by the way. So that's really pretty cool. And they, you know, this is a, report also saying about Cal Poly's College of Engineering program, which was named the third best public master's engineering program in the country. So pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. There's going to be an event. This combination of things I was a little confused by, but I suppose if you were there, you'd sort of get it. But you'd have to. I think you'd have to be there to get it. This is a new event called TEDx, T-E-D, small x, capital T-E-D, small x, capital T, capital D, small x. A new event designed to spark conversations about such topics as technology, healthcare, and photojournalism. So you have to admit, that's not a usual combination of things. Technology and photojournalism. Okay, that's not usually how it works. Okay? So I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. But that's what it's going to have an event here, whether I like it or not, or whether I understand it or not. It doesn't matter. I don't have to understand it. It's going to be here anyway. Okay. Now, here was an interesting thing, because in another part of the paper, they had the fact that about the pension signing that Governor Brown's going to be doing. But here's a really weird thing. It says, one of the key parts of Jerry Brown's 12-point pension reform plan that was missing from what state legislature approved last month was point number 11, increased pension board independence and expertise. Well, the only problem is now that it was included what the legislature's approved on August 31st, but now awaits the governor's signature. It's not in there. So it's their, you know, the editorial from the Press Democrat in Santa Rosa saying, say what? You know, one of the things that was really necessary isn't part of what's going on. And then this is a criticism, I guess, well, here's what it says. Assassinated U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, a big loss to the United States. He grew up in California, graduated from UC Berkeley, etc. Radical Islamists killed him. As you know, the events came after the infamous Terry Jones, who sparked deadly riots in Afghanistan by burning the Quran. Obama didn't shy from criticizing the film, but Mitt Romney apparently made a reckless attack against the Obama administration. So a lot of people are upset about that. And yeah. There's always any time you're just under a magnifying glass, and I don't care if you're President Obama or you're Mitt Romney or anybody else, when you're under the big magnifying glass and you put your foot in your mouth, it's instantly and easily detected. Okay? It's not like, yeah, you didn't notice that, did you? Yeah, we did. So I'm just telling you, that's the way it works. It can be fast and ugly. Fast and ugly. That's what I'm telling you. Okay, I want to make sure I'm covering our situation in Libya completely and make sure I'm doing this whole thing right. And so far I think I am. I think I've covered up everything. Oh, but here's something. We need to speak to this issue right here, because royal pregnancy rumors rev up, you know. And so we know it's not the Queen Elizabeth. I'm pretty sure about that. But we want to find out what people are saying, because all of a sudden, famous baby bumps are in the news for reasons that only anybody besides me can understand. I don't get it at all. But this has become the new thing du jour, is to talk about people who are pregnant and see if they can get photographs, you know, get quotes, get anything like that, and see what we can find out. But anyway, we're going to find out about this here momentarily.
You know, it seems like every week, doesn't it? Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge are rumored to be pregnant. Okay, she's rumored to be pregnant, let me clarify. Look at this video from their state dinner in Singapore yesterday, though. While everyone else, I'm going to show you here, was toasting with some type of alcohol, apparently Kate went for the water. Look at the camera focusing on her belly. Rob Shooter, author of Pop Eater's Naughty But Nice column, is with us right now. Okay, first of all, Rob, what do you make of this?
The only evidence we have is that last night she drank a clear liquid that one of my friends points out could have been vodka. So we don't know what she was drinking. It could have been water. It could have been vodka. Once again, we want this baby.
Is she known to drink vodka, though?
She is not a vodka sort of girl. Is that a surprise to you? Normally, she is a wine girl. And I'm told by my royal friends in Britain that there was a toast to the Queen. And apparently, it is protocol to toast the Queen with a wine.
In the family tree of the royals, would their child be in line for the throne at some point?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this is a great question. The line of succession has just been changed for Kate and William's child, leading up to Kate and William. It was always the first boy. So, for instance, Princess Anne is older than Prince Charles. However, Charles will be king. Now, Diana had two boys, so that made no difference. It was the firstborn son. Now, if Kate and William have a little girl first, she will be next in line for the throne.
Well, that's it. See, I didn't know that. Well, there you are. Some people got overlooked there, it seems like. they get moved up or something, whatever you might say. They get promoted there faster. So they've changed that hell that all they do. It was always the boy child. Okay, and we know that what's his name is going to be Charles is going to be the king of England. Okay, with what's her face at his side. And let's talk about what. Let's talk about Idler's Appliances and Idler's Sleep Shop. That's what I want to talk about is Idler's Sleep Shop, because Idler's has this great sleep shop now on Cross Street and Short, and they got Tempur-Pedics. And you can get these Tempur-Pedics. They're just absolutely the most recommended mattress in the whole wide world. And they're just Groovius Maximus. And you will sleep better than you've slept in your whole life. And they're comfy. And they have different kinds. They have different thicknesses. They have different, pressure-y type things. So you can get soft. You can get medium. You get hard. But then they have a whole bunch of selections in between of all that. And so you can get ergonomic beds that you can fold up in, that you can put your head up and you can put your knees up. You shouldn't do it till you fold up in it, but you can do that, or you can just get a regular old bed anyway. But it's going to be good if you get yourself a Tempur-Pedic, because they're recommended by Good Housekeeping, Consumers Digest, Best Buy, the Arthritis Foundation. All these people say get one of these things. This is where it's really at. Anyway, they got a great selection for you, and they have a 20-year limited warranty, 30 years in some cases, and they have financing available also, so you can get the thing, you can pay for it, and all that. And they have what's going on these days, like with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy's Optimum is a brand new bed that's like a Tempur-Pedic in its own way, and it's a proprietary foam type thing, and there's so many choices, and they have individually wrapped inner spring beds from Beautyrest and so there's just a huge bed selection at Idler's Sleep Source, and I would certainly recommend you get in there. And take your time. There's no rush when you go there. They just let you, lay out there for a while and kind of see how you feel about things. They have pillows made out of some of the same stuff that go with these things. And Cody's out there doing the work. So he's one nice man. He's a very nice man. So no pressure, none of that stuff. So if you get a chance, get to Idler's and Short and Cross Street, and they're in the corner at 189 Cross Street, and check out some mattresses, and especially the Tempur-Pedic. Tempur-Pedic. Right. Well, the iPhone. Let's see what they say about the. Well, I think I pretty much told you what the iPhone was. Here's a picture of it right here. Apple's new iPhone is just what I said. It's a different size. It has greater capacity. Has a different display. It weighs different. The resolution's better. The camera's better. Video recording, high def, and battery life. Talk time is up to 8 hours on 3G internet. Internet works for up to 8 hours on LTE and up to 10 hours on Wi-Fi. Up to 10 hours, the video playback battery can be replaced by service personnel only. Let me say that again. Up to 10 hours of video playback. Battery can be replaced by service personnel only. There you go. 10 hours of video playback. So you can do all that with this thing if you want to be doing it. All right, so it's a super-duper phone. Then they've also changed this. They've changed some other things, and that's the iPod. So the iPod Nano is much larger than the old model but thinner. The 2.5-inch display now plays video, available in October for $149. I remember what they said. What was it? The one of the spaceships that the spaceship that's leaving the solar system. What was it? One thousandth the amount of power that an iPad Nano has. Okay. Then iPod Touch, same kind of thing as the new iPhone, but it's going to be cheaper, of course, $299. It'll coexist with a cheaper iPod Touch. Then you have new iTunes things that are going on, have a new look to it and all that. And then Apple has redesigned its white earbuds that ship with its products for a better fit. They're on sale separately for $29. And remember, you have to buy a new extension cord, a new recharge cord, in order to make your iPhone, your Apple 5, plug in. All right. Merchants, I guess, are very happy because after a real strong back-to-school season, they're very optimistic that things are going to be really good for Christmas. Retail revenue in November and December should be up, I think, 3.3%, they hope. Sales prediction would be below last year's pace of 3.7%, however. U.S. wholesalers increased their stockpiles in July from June, but sales fell for a third straight month. And only in America. A California company that produced X-rated films based on popular Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors has agreed to pull the movies from store shelves. And I would say, well, here's what some of the names must be, but I'm not a big, I don't know that much about Ben & Jerry's. There's a Jerry Garcia, right? Isn't that one of them called? Jerry? I don't know what it is. Anyway, they said they'll pull them off the market. Any other promotional materials that has to do with this porn, that has to do with the ice cream, which just makes no sense to me, but okay. Yeah, as you've probably heard, the Fed is poised to make a move on the economy. Federal Reserve is about to take a bold new step to try to invigorate the U.S. economy. Many experts expect the Fed to unleash its most potent weapon, the third round of bond purchases meant to ease long-term interest rates. Where was I going to tell you this? Oh, here was this thing about McDonald's, and here's the thing with the calories. They're showing the calories. I'm just telling you, here you walk up, they show the breakfast menu, okay? So here you have let's just pick anyone, a sausage biscuit with egg. And the calories are 510, I think it says. And I guess if you get something else with it, is it like a breakfast? Then it's 650 calories, which is half the calories for a day, by the way. But here's the point. If you go up there and you see that, but you're in there because you want to buy a breakfast sandwich, you know, you're not going to all of a sudden say, well, I'll just have a glass of water and go home. Ain't going to happen. You know, people are going to be in there saying, well, I'm going to have it. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Well, here we have we had an opinion piece by David Brooks. You know what that's about. And I had an opinion piece from Victor David Hansen with Obama's name in it. So you know what that's about. So I've kind of learned to say, okay, somewhere along the line. So it always amazes me that some people somewhere along the line, nothing changes in how they think. It just always stays the same. And I find that just to be rather remarkable to me. Anyway, we don't have anything new that we need to add. Now, here was a very strange story. Here was a story about two young ladies that went to, they were studying or they were doing something in South Korea. They decided to go to Vietnam. Here I just talked to somebody who's been to the Mekong Delta twice. That's where they went. They went down to Vietnam. They went to the South Vietnam, or the North, I'm sorry, Vietnam. They were visiting, you know, just that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden they got very sick and started barfing and everything and they died. And so they believe that they were poisoned. And so they've had this happen in Thailand and some other places over there. And what it turns out is possible, I guess is possible, is what they're speculating is the fact that there's a type of, like, not, it's not DDT, but it's a similar product. And there's a type of that product that there's no restrictions at all in most of that part of the world on how much of that stuff you can use. So it could be, you know, they just ate, you know, a salad or whatever the case was, and they had just tons and tons of the stuff on there, and that's what did it. Anyway, so they're looking into it and trying to figure out what the heck's going on. That's a weird story to me. All right. Wait, let me see if I can tell you any information about this new monkey. Here he is. Oh, there he is. He does. He looks like a part of an aristocrat, you know, back in the old days. All right, let me have it load. This would be nice. Scientists are claiming that they have discovered a new species of monkey, as I said. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, an animal well known to local hunters, but until now unknown to the outside world. In a paper published Wednesday in the Open Access Journal Plus One, the scientists described the new species they call, oh, help, I can't pronounce that, known locally as the Lazula, we'll go with that, whose home is deep in central Congo's forest basin. The scientists say it's only the second discovery of monkey species in 28 years. Here's a Lazula right here. Very cute. we never expect to find new species there, said John Hart, the lead scientist to the project, but the Loman Basin is a very large block that has very little exploration by biologists. So they haven't really been in there digging around, so they don't know. So that's the deal right there. Hart says the rigorous scientific process to determine the new species started with a piece of luck, strong field teams, and an unlikely field sighting in a small forest town. But all they had to do was go and ask the locals and say, you got any monkeys around here? You got any funny monkeys that we could see? And they could say, yeah, here's some. And they go, okay, well, that's a new monkey. That's so I would make them very happy.
Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy.
give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy, be happy, be happy. All right, thanks. Hey, thanks for joining me today. We're going to have Karen Vealy tomorrow morning. We're going to have Jim D. I mean, tomorrow at noon, and we're going to have Jim D. at 1. And we're going to talk about Palm Theater and other movies that are out there, because there's one I really want to talk about because it's a different. And then we'll get together at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.